Hello, everybody, and a very pleasant good evening to you. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz here for the second PacWest game for the Penguins this year as they take on the Cal Baptist Lancers. Brandon, this is the second home game for the Penguins here at the Conlin Center. We were here last Wednesday night for the home opener when they swept Notre Dame Dei Nemours, and that was a really good game considering the Penguins coming into that one were 3-9 overall and 2-2 in the PacWest. They are 4-9 overall, but 3-2 in the PacWest, and that 3-2 puts them at the sixth position in the conference.
Yeah, Penguins looking for their fifth win, but it's definitely not going to come easy. They're taking on a Cal Baptist Lancers team that is 14-0, 6-0 in conference play, and has defeated five ranked teams: Winona State, Western Washington, Alaska Anchorage, Cal State Bernardino, and Concordia.
And now they are 14-0, but how masterful has this Lancers team been throughout their 14 games so far this year?
How masterful? They've only lost two sets the entire year.
So lost two sets the entire year, and we're just about 2 minutes to go here in the Conlin Center until game time, and the Penguins are going to get ready. And, you know, I couldn't think of a better game for them to come off of with momentum-wise coming into this game.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz with you. And Stuart Horn is in the building tonight, too. We will see if he will join us. And now we have the starting lineups first for the visiting Cal Baptist Lancers. We have number one, 5'10", graduated senior out of Glendale, Arizona, McKenna Witt. Number two, 5'10", graduated senior out of Glendale, Arizona as well, Madison Witt, and we're assuming they're twins. 6-foot freshman out of Lodi, California, Sydney Marks. 6'2", senior out of Covington, Washington, Lauren Hackett. 6'1", sophomore out of Anaheim, California, Yagoda Jerjacek. 5'7", junior out of Long Beach, California, Nikki Hinderaker. And 5'8", senior out of Castro Valley, California, Sydney Kralj. And now for your Dominican University Penguins, 5'2", sophomore out of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Zoe Burgess. Number five, freshman, 6'1", out of Portland, Oregon, Katherine Johnson. 6-foot junior out of San Jose, California, number seven, Brittany Lateague. 5'11", junior out of Phoenix, number 11, Kate Even. 5'8", senior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, number 12, the 1,000-point woman, Amy Steinwand. And last but not least, 5'10", freshman out of Spokane, Washington, number 15, Josie Walsher. So a good starting lineup for the Penguins here tonight. Good to see Zoe Burgess in there. She was actually Mark Carlson's player of the game last game. She played very well. Saw her play very well in that one, and it will be a fun one tonight here at the Conlin Center. The Penguins, 3-2 in conference, taking on the 6-0 in conference. Cal Baptist Lancers as the ladies shake hands at center court underneath the net. And Yami Nolan's getting her ladies ready to go here, and we're about ready to get underway, Brandon. And
the Penguins are going to have to play almost perfect volleyball tonight to pull this one out.
Yeah, and their back line has to do a great job of getting those digs because the Lancers have three players that have over 150 kills on the season already. And credit to that to McKenna Witt, Madison Witt, and Lauren Hackett for the Lancers.
And Lauren can hack it, that's for sure. So, I mean, it's going to be tough, but the Penguins can do it. I mean,
we saw them come back.
We
in
did.
Each of the sets.
They were down in the third set, which is the one where they swept. We saw they came back from down 3 points three separate times in that one. So, as we're getting ready to go here under the roof of the Conlin Center, Lancers to our right off here on Media Row, Penguins to our left. Waiting for our official whistle to get underway. And it looks like, Brandon, we are about ready to go. The Lancers giving each other high fives. The Penguins all set up on the defensive side. The set will begin with Lauren Hackett, the 6'2" senior out of Covington, Washington, serving for the Cal Baptist Lancers. She's off to our right, bouncing the ball, and a jump serve from Hackett, over picked up by the back line in Wiles. Amy Steinwall with the kill attempt, picked up nicely by Hinderaker on the far side, picked up by Josie Walser, and it goes awkwardly off the side of her wrist, out of play, and it'll be a point for the Lancers, who are getting off to a quick start.
An early unforced error there. They got to set the tempo early, and that's definitely not how you want to set the game early.
Back to serve again is Hackett. The jump serve from the far right corner off the hand of Wiles, shanked over, and the Penguins are able to get it. Free ball for the Lancers off the fingertips of Jajurjek, and it was a bad set. Jajurjek was able to get a fingertip on it, and it just landed in a no man's land on the Penguin side. 2-0 Lancers early.
Get another unforced error.
Need to get it together. The Penguins do. Hackett back to serve. She gets it to the far left side, and it goes out of bounds. It is a service error. Penguins will get the point. And Kat Thomason checks in early here for Zoe Burgess. First serve for the Penguins will be Katherine Johnson, the 6'1 freshman out of Portland, Oregon, as she gets it over to the libero for the Lancers. That was Hinderaker over to the near side. Boy, what a big hit by McKenna Witt. And that was Katherine Johnson just protecting her face. 3-1 Lancers. And boy, that is a big hit by McKenna Witt, and I'm sure her counterpart Madison Witt has just as big of a swing. The serve now from the Lancers is going to come from Nikki Hinderaker, the libero. Set by Walser, near side, Amy Steinwand, and she gets it to sit in that far back corner. Steinwand with the kill. 3-2 Lancers lead as Kate Even returns in place of Brittany Latigue.
A great cross-court shot, able to stay under the ball and drive it to the opposite corner.
Up to serve for the Penguins is Hannah Wiles. Nice, easy serve over. Good set, and off the fingertips of Sydney Marks as she gets it over. Penguins trying to get it back over was Katherine Johnson as she hits it directly into the net, and it'll be a point for Cal Baptist. 4-2 Lancers. Madison Witt back to serve. A jump serve gets it over on the far side, picked up by Johnson. Set from Walser to Kat Thomason, who gets the kill and cuts the lead to one. Penguins trail 4-3 here in the early goings.
And there's the Penguins comeback momentum.
Starting to build, Brandon, as Amy Steinwand is back to serve for the Penguins. Almost all the way back up against that wall, Steinwand is. The big right hand from Steinwand, as our PA announcer calls her the hammer. Just a free ball over by Witt, picked up by the Penguins. Good set. Center dump from Josie Walser, and that'll tie the ball game up here in the first set.
A little deception there, just able to dump it over, was very unexpected.
Yeah, first setter dump of the game, and what a better time to do it from Walser just to tie the game up here. Steinwand back for her second serve of the night. Picked up by the back line of the Lancers. Quick set and a kill from Sydney Marks, but it'll be a point for the Penguins as it looked like they called a lift, Brandon, on the set there. It was a quick set. Looked like she did lift it a little bit. Steinwand with her third consecutive serve with the Penguins up 5-4 here in set number one. It gets a piece of the tape and set by Krolge goes over, and she does a setter dump of her own to knot the game up at five.
Setter dump not as clean, bounced off the net, and that played trouble for the front line of the Penguins.
Yeah, setter dumps seem to be popular here in the first 10 points. Back to serve for the Lancers is McKenna Witt on the near side corner. She goes cross court, picked up by Johnson. Good set by Walsh. A quick set to Kate Even, who smashes it into the floor. 6-5 Penguins, and Zoe Burgess will check back in place of Kat Thomason.
Always love Kate Even's energy. Whenever she gets pumped up, gets her old team pumped up.
She really is the vocal point for the Penguins on the floor, instructing everybody where to go as Zoe Burgess newly checked back in. With her first serve picked up by the Lancer back line, set and off the hands of Hannah Wiles, and it'll be a kill for Marks as she's going to check back out in her place. Elizabeth Gilley will check in, and she will go right to the service line. Game tied 6-6. Gilley on the near corner. Goes short with the serve, picked up by Burgess. Nice set by Walsher. Kate Even a little tip over the net. Nice save by the Lancers as McKenna Witt gets the kill, and it looked like Steinwan just couldn't get there in time. It kind of fell in between the front line and the back line. Point for the Lancers, and it is 7-6. They retain the lead. Gilley pounding the ball into the court. Man, like she's mad at it or something. I mean, she just got a point, and she goes straight into the net. It's a service error for Gilley, and it'll be a point for the Penguins. We're knotted up at 7, and Brandon, if you're the Penguins, you want it tied up at 7-7 right now. I mean, it could be. With this 14-0 Lancers team, a lot worse, and the set from Kate Even goes near side over to Hackett, who just hacks it straight into Zoe Burgess. Lancers take the lead 8-7, so a bit of back and forth here in set number one tonight.
And for the Penguins, you'll take anything. The Lancers have two service errors versus the Penguins, none.
Krolge back to serve for the Lancers. She runs up a jump serve from our right to left, picked up by Burgess in the back line. Brittany Lateague running the C right into the face of the libero. Hinderaker cross court off the hands of Witt over the net. Penguins get a free ball. Katherine Johnson on the far side, and boy, she just gets it stuffed. That was Madison Witt and Yagoga Jurjacek, and boy, it looked like Katherine Johnson just hit a wall. Lancers go up by 2-9-7. Sydney Krolge back with her second consecutive serve. It's fun to watch her serve. She runs up and just a jump serve. The set over to Katherine Johnson on the far side, picked up by the front line of the Lancers. Hackett with a big kill there to get the Lancers into double digits. They're the first one to reach that mark tonight. 10-7, Lancers lead. Penguins need some sort of a break here. They need to communicate more on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we've seen a lot of them, the serves get shanked tonight. Not good pickups by the Penguins on defense. Krolge just sends seven serve, goes right into the arms of Amy Steinwan, who has a bad bump, goes over the net, free ball Lancers. Far side Hackett, picked up and blocked by the Penguin defense, and Witt has a shot at it now, and she just got it off her fingertips, couldn't get it over the net. Penguins with the point. They trail by 2, 8-10 here in set number one.
What I've noticed so far is the Penguins is having trouble when setting it. The person that's going for the kill usually is trying to time it late because of the front line of the Lancers.
Josie Walser with the serve. Able to pick it up was Witt and get it over. Walsh with the bump set to Katherine Johnson. Far side off the wrist of Hinderaker and out of bounds. It is a 10-9 game here in set number one of the Penguins. That's a little momentum that they needed there. And you mentioned the setting problems. Now that all starts with the setter, Josie Walser, who we saw struggled on Wednesday night in the first part of the sets and then really came on strong in the second half of all three sets. So picked up by Witt, the serve from Walser, near side Hackett. Nice set by Johnson. Steinwan with the kill attempt right into the face of Krolge, and it'll be a big kill on the far side from Madison Witt. 11-9, Lancers lead. Hackett with that big kill, and she goes to the service line. Hackett, a 6'2 senior out of Covington, Washington, with the jump serve as she goes cross court to Hannah Wiles. Nice set by Walser. Steinwan there, and that will sail into the seats. Another kill from Amy Steinwan. The hammer It is 11-10. They've cut the lead to one, and Kat Thomason will check back in for Zoe Burgess. Back to serve for the Penguins is Katherine Johnson. She'll get it over to the back line of the Lancers. Quick set up front, and Walsh is able to pick it up. Thomason goes cross court, and the Lancers able to pick it up. And, boy, what a kill just straight down the net from McKenna Witt. She was on the near side, and I don't even think it made it halfway on the Penguins' side of the court, Brandon. I mean, she hit it right in front of the 10-foot line.
Yeah, no one on the Penguins' back line or front line was there onto the right side or the left of the Penguins' side.
It looked like she just hammered it straight down, and like you said, nobody was there. Back to serve, the libero, Hinderaker, picked up by the Penguin back line. Back serve from Walser. And to Steinwan, who not her normal hammer straight into the ground, but she gets the kill as Kate Even checks back in for Brittany Letigue. It is a 12-11 game here in set number one.
Penguins' back set seems to be the most likely kill opportunity for them so far in the game.
Which is interesting because Walser had a problem with that last game. The serve from Wiles, far side Witt, saved by Wiles, set from Walser cross court to Kat Thomason, who had it blocked. Penguins still with a shot, and it is knocked out by Katherine Johnson, Point Lancers. It is a 13-11 game. And this has been an exciting first set, Brandon. We hoped that it would be this way, that the Penguins could keep within a couple points here. And so far, they're holding their own. I got to give it to them. Witt back to serve. A jump serve to Katherine Johnson. Kat Thomason on the far side. Pancake save from Witt as Hacker's able to get it over. Set by Walsher. A center dump and a campfire. No, a pancake. No, they will say it hit the ground. It'll be a point for the Penguins. And, boy, that was a brilliant pancake attempt. And it had me. I thought it might have been a point at first, but we had no whistles. And it was just a great effort. 13-12, Lancers lead. Steinwan back with an opportunity to tie this game. The 1,000-point woman, and she serves right into the net. It is a service error. 14-12, Lancers back to serve McKenna Witt.
First service error for the Penguins on the night. And you can't have that, especially when you're playing, like we said, a team that hasn't lost.
It's going to be a tough one if they keep getting those service errors. The serve from Witt, handled by Johnson. Steinwan with the kill attempt. No, picked up by Hacker. Near side Hacker with the kill attempt. No, it was a soft one. Penguins are able to handle it. Thomason off the hands of Kralj out of bounds, and it'll be a kill for Kat Thomason. Penguins with the point. It is a 14-13 game as Burgess and Thomason swap spots again. It seems like it's been Burgess for Thomason, Thomason for Burgess here in set number one as Burgess comes in. It looks like to serve every single time, Brandon, as she gets the serve away. Jump serve, cross court, set by Kralj, far side, and it'll be a point on the kill by Sydney Marks. And the lead will stay at two for the Lancers, 15-13. Checking in will be Gilly and Jerjacek for the Lancers, and Gilly will come in to serve as well. Penguins has started off a little bit all over the place on defense, as you said, with the set, seem to be picking it back up. That serve goes off the tape. Quick set to Kate Even, and she hammers it down. 15-13 Lancers.
And we just got to mention there, the key on that play was Zoe Burgess. She dove a little bit too early, but was able to continue as the ball landed in front of her and just slide her way through to get that beautiful dig.
Brittany Letigue checks back in for Zoe Burgess. Served by Kate Even is wide. It'll be a service error from Kate Even, who is going to check out Hannah Wiles back in her place. It's a 16-14 game here in set number one. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. It is Mad Hatter Day, Brandon. The serve from Kralj, picked up by Burgess. Walser set to Steinwan. Able to pick it up was Kralj. Libero for the Lancers. Near side Hackett. Off the hands of Walsh. Over to Katherine Johnson, who gets it off the hands of Hinderaker. And it'll be a kill for Katherine Johnson as she went cross court with that one. It's a 1-point game here. 16-15, Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz on the call for you tonight. Josie Walser back right in the middle, and we have a whistle, and we weren't ready. It was as you can probably hear, our overhead announcer Mark Carlson, the serve was a little premature. I think Josie Walter just catching that vibe, catching the flow. She's trying to get the momentum back on the Penguins' side, and she's a little too ready for that one. The serve goes to Hackett. Hackett near side with the second touch. It goes off the hands of Walser, and it'll be a kill for Hackett, 17-15. Cal Baptist leads. Assistant coach Moo Young Chang comes out to have a conversation with Walser, as that one might have gone out of bounds if it didn't hit off the hand of Josie. Back to serve is Hackett. Nice pickup by Hannah Walsh, but it does go over the net, and it was a free ball spiked right back down by Jerjacek for the Lancers, 18-15. Hackett back to serve on the far side for the Lancers over near Jordan Tribble, and they're almost even in height. Well, at least from here they are. Hackett serve picked up by Walsh. Quick set to Lateague, and it stays in. An in call, and it'll be a point for the Penguins. Lead cut to two as Kat Thomason checks back in for Zoe Burgess. Catherine Johnson back to serve. On our left, she's on the near side, almost to the corner, but not quite. The serve from Johnson straight into the net. Service error for Catherine Johnson will be a point for Cal Baptist. Checking back in for the Lancers, Sydney Marks for Gilly. Back to serve for the Lancers is Nikki Hinderaker, the libero. Hinderaker on the near corner. Goes to the middle, picked up by Johnson. Bump set from Kat Thomason. Hannah Wiles just has to get it over, and it'll be a free ball for the Lancers. Back set from the Lancers. Two marks picked up by the Penguins. Kat Thomason far side. She tries to go cross court. Brilliant save, but not enough. It'll be a kill for Kat Thomason and a point for the Penguins as Thomason cuts the deficit to two. Checking back in is Kate Even in place of Brittany Lateague. And Hannah Wiles will be back to serve for the Penguins. Hannah Wiles in the middle of the service line. The jump serve goes near side, picked up by Witt. Set by Kralj, and a diving save from the Penguins on defense. Bump set from Wiles, near side. Amy Steinwan off the hands of Hinderaker, able to save it. Far side, the Lancers get it over. Quick set to Kate Even as she just dumps it in the middle, and it was a brilliant pancake save by Witt. Near side, Steinwan goes back row. Saved, set by Marks. Gets it over. Josie Walsh with a back set. Amy Steinwan near side. Nice pickup by Kralj. Bump set, far side for Witt. She goes, and Hannah Wiles is not able to pick it up. And boy, Brandon, I'll tell you what. Why don't you tell us what?
What a rally. But on that play, it looked like the pancake attempt here by the Lancers, it looked like the Penguins had it landing down. That's why Coach Nolan was arguing it.
You're right. That was a brilliant pancake save, though. She was just able to get a finger underneath it. Back to serve Madison Witt. Wiles with the pickup. Quick set to Kate Even, who gets it stuffed back in her face. Penguins. Wiles sets it over, and it'll be Penguins are chasing it now in the back row. And just miscommunication there between Catherine Johnson and Hannah Wiles, and it looks like Coach Yami Nolan wants a timeout. And at this timeout, we will hear from one of the Penguin women volleyball players, and we will be back in one moment. Maybe. It might work. It might not. We're not really sure. We're trying to play you one of our volleyball bits. But anyway, Brandon, it's 21-17 Lancers, and here it is.
Hi, this is outside hitter Eleni Loizu, and you are listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
I tell you what, Brandon, it's better late than never. I mean, those are so cool. I get a kick out every time we listen to those. But it's a 21-17 game right here. Lancers need four more points. Your key for the Penguins to – this is the largest deficit so far, 4 points, and they just need to climb back into this one.
Yeah, I think the key is their setting and going more with the back sets, because that seems to be the type of set that's been working for them all night long. And these unforced errors have been the problem. You take those two errors that they've had recently, and you're down by two, but – 4 points only for the Lancers to take this set.
And they're a 14-0 Lancer team, and you're hanging within 4 points in set number one. I mean, they've lost two sets all year, you know? So we have a uniform malfunction, Brandon. I'm not sure if you caught that, but in for the Lancers is number 15, Kiara Brunson, and she's number 11 on our score sheet as the Penguins get a kill. That's Kat Thomason. But Kiara Brunson is wearing number 15 tonight for the Lancers, not number 11. They're trying to confuse us over here. And it is a three-point ball game now. Amy Steinwan back to serve for the Penguins directly in the middle of that service line, and she stays way back there. Backline picked up, Hackett set from Crawls, back set to Hackett, and Catherine Johnson able to get it up in the air. Kate, even on the front line, able to get it over, and the Lancers have to get it back over. Off the top of the tape, it just nicked it a little bit. Set from Walzer, stuffed from Kat Thomason on her kill attempt. Amy Steinwell comes up from the middle. It catches the tape and slows it down for the Lancer defense. Far side was Marks off the hands of Kate Even, and it'll be a kill by Marks that increases the lead back to four. Lancers need three more points in here, set number one, to take a set one victory.
Yet another one off the hands. If that one was let go, it looked like it would have gone out of bounds.
Looks so here near side. McKenna Witt serving for the Lancers. Just gets it over the net. Set from Walser. Kat Thompson able to get it over. A setter dump from Sydney Crawls. And boy, that was just a cross-court setter dump. I think that's the best setter dump we've seen tonight so far.
Definitely the amount of movement that went from left to right. You didn't see that too often.
She was on the far side of the court and just dumped it right here in front of us on media row. Went back to serve again, picked up by Walls. Center dump attempt from Josie Walser, and she just wasn't able to get it to land. And there'll be a point for the Lancers, and it is now set point. Biggest deficit of the night for the Penguins, 6 points here. And it is McKenna Witt back to serve once again for the Lancers, picked up by Walsh. Set to Thomason, attempt blocked by Witt, near side Hacker, and it will be a point for the Penguins as she tried to go down the near line, and it was just out, and Zoe Burgess will be checking back in for Kat Thomason. 24-19, Lancers lead. Penguins need to go on a little bit of a roll here to stay alive at set point for the Lancers. Zoe Burgess on the near side with the jump serve. She gets it over, picked up by Witt. Set from Crawls, near side Hackett, into the hands of Even. It'll be a set by Walser. And Walser, a little center dump. She ran into the middle of the court. She was on the near side and just tipped it over. It looked like a Wilt Chamberlain hook shot pass almost is what it looked like from here. And she was able to land it right in the middle of the court. 24-20, Penguins trail. Burgess back to serve. The jump serve goes to Witt. Set from Hinderaker. Near side Hackett picked up by Wiles. Walser with the cross-court set to Catherine Johnson off the hands of Marks. And blocked by Kate Even. Lancers with another opportunity. Hacker on the near side. And boy, just a big hammer from Lauren Hackett to take set number one for the Cal Baptist Lancers. And they've only lost two sets this year for a reason.
There's nothing you could have done on that last play on the kill. Penguins put up a good fight during the first set.
It really was a good fight, Brandon, and now that we have a moment here in between sets, I mean, you're going to get us one of those really cool player bits going. I can just feel it.
This is Kat Thomason. You're listening to DU Volleyball, Deakin University of California, Penguin Radio.
That is right. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio. radio.dominican.edu. If you're just joining us, Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz here on the beautiful campus at Dominican University of California. We are about to head into set number two here at the Conlin Center, and the Cal Baptist Lancers did take set number one, but the Penguins hung with them. I mean, this is a 14-0 Lancer team, 6-0 in conference, and they hung with them with 5 points. I mean, they hung with them really till the end, and that's when we talked last game, the Penguins closing sets, and that's what the Lancers did there in set number one.
Exactly, and another incredible stat for the Lancers is that the lowest they've allowed in a set this whole season was 9.
Wow. They've allowed 9 points in one set this year?
Yeah.
You know what? When you don't let your opponent reach double digits, you know, I mean, there's nothing you can say about that. That just shows you how good, I mean, not necessarily on the offensive side. You said three ladies on that team with over 100 kills.
Yeah, over 150 kills.
150 kills, even better. But that just shows you how good they are on the defensive side, too, as we saw a couple of pancake saves that you and I thought hit the hardwood. And no, they did get their hand under, and that shows you how good they are in that aspect of the game, too.
They're just really good at everything.
Well, as we have a second here, on the, coming back onto the court for the Penguins, Brittany Lateague, Kate Even, Catherine Johnson, Zoe Burgess, Josie Walser, and Amy Steinwan, who is chit-chatting with Coach Yami Nolan right here to our right. The Penguins will, they teams flip sides now after the first set. Penguins are now on our right, attacking from right to left. Lancers now on our left, attacking from left to right. We have about 50 seconds here, Brandon, and I want to know your one key. One. You can only have one going into set number two, okay? You can throw in more as the set goes along. But your one key you think the Penguins need to fine-tune here going into set number two.
I'm still going to go with the setter, and that's Walser. She's going to be key if she's able to time that on the back, on the front, if they want to go with a one with a quick set. But so far, the back set has worked out. But we're going to continue to see more of those setter dumps, I hope, because that's what's been working for both teams. So look for both teams to expect that dump on the second point of contact.
And not only utilize the dump, but as you said, expect it, because
yeah,
it's worked so well here for both Josie Walser and the setter for Cal Baptist, Sydney Crawlidge. I mean, she's had some brilliant setter dumps, if I had to say so. Just a couple that were cross-court, and they just get over the net, and it was just, it's really fun to watch. Good volleyball. That's what we saw there in set number one. As we get ready and set to go for set number two, we need a volleyball. It helps when you have a volleyball.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can play without it, but it really makes it more interesting if you have one. And back to serve for the Penguins. Is it, as you were talking about, the key woman for the Penguins this set is Josie Walser. She goes cross court to Witt. Witt to Witt and back to Witt for the hammer and the first point of the set. So Witt picked it up. That was McKenna. Over to her sister, Madison Witt. The set to McKenna Witt for the kill.
A lot of wit
and grit to play this game. And checking in for the Lancers is Crawlidge in place of Jerjacek. Serve from the Lancers. Oh, and just a bad bump and a service ace for the Lancers. And Zoe Burgess is not able to handle that one. And as you said, she maybe dove a little too earlier in set number one, but maybe didn't dive early enough there to try and handle that one. Libero serving for the Lancers. That's Hinderegger. Off the hand of Steinwan. Steinwan comes up, just punches it over the net, and she's able to get it in off the fingertips of Crawlidge. First point of the match number two for the Penguins as Kat Thomason checks back in for Zoe Burgess. It's a 2-1 game here on set number two after the Lancers took set number one. Catherine Johnson back to serve, the freshman, one of seven here on the 13-woman roster, and that kill by Madison Witt. She goes cross-court off the hand of Catherine Johnson, and the Lancers take a two-point lead. Madison Witt back to serve. Jump serve on the near corner to our left off Penguin Radio here on Media Row. Brittany Lateague just able to tip it over. Witt on the far side. A little setter dump there, even though she's not a setter, but it was a smart volleyball move. The Penguins are able to get it over. It's a free skid a little bit, but it was almost well. Just reduced the speed, and it was able to find some hardwood as Kate Even comes back in for Brittany Lateague. It's a 3-2 Cal Baptist lead. Hannah Wiles, the Penguin libero, is back to serve as she gets it over. A nice soft touch. Far side Witt with the hammer off the hands of Kate Even and Amy Steinwan on the block attempt. And it'll be a kill for McKenna Witt. Point for the Lancers, and it's 4-2 here in set number two.
And something the Lancers do really good is having that back line go to the front line after the point of contact and initial serve.
They're really up there and ready to attack, aren't they? As McKenna Witt has a service ace off the fists of Catherine Johnson as she just fisted it out of bounds.
And that's more of a deception factor because if you're in the back line, the backsiders can't attack from the front line.
You're correct. That would have been a tough one for Catherine Johnson as McKenna Witt has her third consecutive serve off the arms of Johnson. Over to Kate Even with the attempt. She gets it over. And just a little dump from Crawlidge, and the Penguins able to get it over. Set from Crawlidge, far side, Hackett almost took off the dome of Josie Walser, and she was lucky to get her dome out of the way. Lancers go up by four, their biggest lead of set number two. And it's 6-2, Cal Baptist. Witt back to serve with her fourth consecutive serve, and it is a service error, a side out for the Penguins. 6-3, the Penguins cut the lead. 2-3, Amy Steinwand back to serve for the Penguins. She's way back there beyond the service line. And she's, as we know, she does have a big right arm, Brandon. Short serve, able to be picked up, and it falls on the hardwood. A service ace for Amy Steinwand, as Sydney Marks for the Lancers was not able to handle it, and it was just a well-placed serve by Steinwand. See if she can do it again on her second serve in a row for the Penguins. She goes right side with it, set by Crawledge on the far side. Hackett, she goes near side.
Oh, and Forrest couldn't make the play.
An OBJ opportunity, and just right through my fingers, man. I'll tell you what. I did save Mark Carlson's life, though, so that's a good thing. Point for the Penguins, 6-5 Lancers lead. Steinwand into the net, a service error after two good serves by Amy Steinwand. Lancers go back up by two. Coach Yami Nolan and coaching up her back line right now for the Penguins, and it'll be a the Lancers, the far right corner. She goes down the line to Amy Steinwand, set by Walser, and a kill from Kate Even. It is a 7-6 game here, and the Penguins are climbing back into this one, Brandon, as Zoe Burgess checks back in for Kat Thomason. And Burgess is coming in to serve, it seems like, in place of Kat Thomason every time. I don't know if Coach Yami Nolan doesn't like Thomason serving, or if it's just Burgess has done a really good job here in the early goings of the season, set by Crawledge, back set. Madison McKenna Witt over, picked up by Steinwand, near side, Catherine Johnson just into a wall of Lancers. Kate Even with a dump over the net, picked up by Witt. Crawledge with the set, far side. Hacker with the kill. And Amy Steinwand not able to handle it. And the Lancers will go back up by 2-8-6 here in set number two. Back to serve for the Lancers. Sydney Crawledge, and she commits a service error on the Penguins. An unforced error, getting them back into the game. They have a chance to tie.
A little too much power on there, and I think that's the broadcaster jinx right there.
We'll take the credit for that one. Just kidding. Back to serve for the Penguins on the near side corner. Kate Even just gets it over the net. Nice save by Witt. And Madison Witt goes out of bounds on the far side. Penguins tie it up. It is 8-8 here in set number two. Kate Even with that tricky serve from the near side corner right here. And by the corner, I mean she is in the corner when she makes contact with that ball. She goes far side. Hackett able to pick it up. Crawledge with the set. Hackett far side able to get it over. Steinwand up near the net. Pick up by Walser. Lateague able to save it. Walser over the net. Saved by Hackett near side. Crawledge far side. And a nice kill from Jajerjek in the middle. Boy, Jajerjek, 6 foot. Redshirt senior out of Renton, Washington, and she plays at 6 feet. Boy, Brandon, she is really tall there in the middle. Served by Hackett, attempt to go cross court, and it's a service error. Ball game tied at 9-9. Back to serve for the Penguins as Kate Even comes out. In for the Penguins to serve Josie Walser. Walser right in the middle of that service line, and she runs up for a jump serve. She goes right side. Crawledge with the back set to McKenna Witt. Saved by the Penguins, and Lateague and Catherine Johnson just playing a little back and forth there as it falls to the hardwood. Cal Baptist with the point, 10-9. Baptist leads. Coming in to serve for the Lancers is Hinderaker, the libero. She's on the far side corner. She gets it over to Lombero Wiles. Steinwand with the kill attempt, and it sails off the hands of Hackett, way out of bounds, and it is a kill for Steinwand as she ties the game at 10. Kat Thomason returning for Zoe Burgess. Catherine Johnson back to serve for the Penguins. Johnson gets it over off the wrists of Hackett. Crawledge with the set. Hackett with the kill attempt, far side Steinwand. Her kill comes in, I thought, from Lance. Just me, Brandon, but I thought it landed in.
Oh, so
set. And Lateague just able to tap it over the net.
I've never seen that before.
You know what? You see
and Penguins have done a great job of improvising.
That's exactly what that was, a great job of improvising, and not a good bump, not a good set. And Lateef just able to do what she can with it. The serve from Wiles, set from Crawls, far side, McKenna Witt, and boy, did it just land inside that back line. A kill for McKenna Witt. Lancers back up by two, and again here in set number two, Brandon, Penguins holding their own through most of it. We'll see if they can finish off here in set number two. McKenna Witt serving for the Lancers, picked up by Wiles. Walser set to Thomason. As the Lancers are able to get it over. Wiles with a set. Short
of eight so far.
Oh, and just a service ace, as that was a bad dig attempt by Catherine Johnson. Just went, looked like high up off maybe her bicep area, Brandon, up near the elbow. And if you're the Penguins, you need something to go your way here. Maybe stop the game. Maybe get a timeout in there. I mean, it's a four-point lead now, which is the biggest so far here in set number two. Johnson able to corral it. Amy Steinwand far side, picked up by the Lancers back line. A set to Hackett as she sails it out of bounds. The lead is cut to 3, and it's a point for the Penguins. 15-12 Lancers lead. I think Coach Amy Nolan's going to let this set roll out unless it gets maybe a little too out of hand. The lead got to 4, which was the biggest here in set number 2. Amy Steinwand back to serve. Madison Witt able to pick it up. Stuffed was Kate Even, and Thomason with another attempt as she gets it to fall and hit the hardwood. Lead cut 2-2 for the Lancers as Thomason gets the kill. A point for the Penguins. And it's a 15-13 game. Amy Steinwand back with her second consecutive serve. Steinwand, as we know, way back there is her serve, picked up by Witt, and a try to center dump attempt by Crawls, stuffed, and a little bit from Lauren from Jedrzejczyk, able to find a little soft spot in the Penguin defense, and the lead is back to 4, the largest for the Lancers here in set number 2.
And yet another dump by Jedrzejczyk.
And she really has phenomenal touch when it comes to getting it just where she wants. Gilly serving from the far right corner over here to Catherine Johnson. Wiles near the Penguin bench. Steinwand looking to get it over. She does. Picked up by Witt. Front row Crawls. Hackett with the serve with a kill attempt, and she'll get it to fall. The lead goes to 5. The biggest here in set number 2 for Cal Baptist. Gilly, her third consecutive serve attempt on the way from the far right corner. She is able to get it over. Picked up Steinwand back row. Walsher with the set to Thomason near side. Stuffed. Lancers able to pick it up. Crawls far side set. Hackett with the kill attempt. No, it goes out of bounds. Point for the Penguins. Lead cut to 4. 18-14 as Zoe Burgess checks back in place of Kat Thomason. Zoe Burgess into service. We've seen so many times here so far tonight, Brandon. She's done a good job serving and an exceptional job on defense as well. Burgess's jump serve from all right to left. Back, Jurcek tried to go near side. Brandon, she was coming right at you. Lancers lead. Zoe Burgess with her third consecutive serve. Jump serve from Burgess. Goes back row, McKenna Witt. Center dump attempt by Crawls, no good. Stuffed by Even, and it hits the hardwood. Stuffed by Kate Even, and she cuts the lead to 1. Penguins trail 18-17, set number 2. And we have a timeout from Cal Baptist coach Brandon Higa. And now that we have a stoppage in action, you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Maybe we will be right back. I know it's good. There it is. The game.
Are set up to take this lead and take this a commanding second set.
Well, it is a one-point game. Penguins with the serve. It'll be Burgess with her fifth consecutive serve. They were down 18-13 when Burgess checked into this game. And she's brought them back in with the help of Kate Even and the help of the rest of the Penguins on the court. Burgess back to serve from our right. She's going from our right to left. Jump serve from Burgess on the way. She gets it over. Picked up by Witt back row. Set from Crawls. And Jedrzejczyk with the kill attempt. No, Jedrzejczyk with the dump as the Penguins got it over. And Penguins with it now on the near side. Catherine Johnson, excuse me, blocked. Penguins still with it. Steinwand off the tape. And that was a third hit. It's a point for the Lancers. And a lot of back and forth there. Penguins got stopped twice by Jiříček on that one. Crawls will be back to serve for the Lancers to our left as she violently bounces the ball on the hardwood as if to say, you better get over that net. Crawls with the jump serve. She gets it over. Steinwand, back row. Bad bump from Steinwand as it goes over the net. Crawls with the set. Jiříček with the kill attempt. No, picked up by Steinwand. Walser with the set right to Catherine Johnson, who goes directly into the net. And this is where you don't want to be against a Cal Baptist team that's 14-0. You want to get the 21st. And now we have a timeout from Coach Yami Nolan. And now we will hear from Kate Even.
Hi, this is middle blocker Kate Even, and you're listening to DU Volleyball on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
God, isn't it just great when it works? It's just so cool. 2017 Penguins trail here in set number two. Lancers took set number one. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide, also on 102.3 FM. Here in San Rafael. On the floor, Catherine Johnson, Kate Even, Hannah Watt from Dexter, Michigan. Court, hopefully, the Penguins.
And former Arizona State member, too.
There you go. Serve goes to Burgess wide. Pilkerton able to get over in her first action here at home. Witt with the save. Her sister Witt goes far side, and Burgess not able to pick it up. But fortunately, it landed out of bounds, Brandon. And it is 2018 Penguins trail. Lateague checks back in place of Hannah Wiles. Kate Even back to serve.
And Pilkerton making a quick impact, being able to get the stuff right as she comes in.
There you go. Kate Even near side corner. Jump serve from Even. She gets it over. Back line to Hinderaker. Set from Crawls, and it just goes right into the back corner. A huge kill, as all Zoe Burgess could really do was get the heck out of the way. That'll put the Lancers back up by three. Back to serve Hackett. Hackett on the near side. She runs up, jump serve. Cross court picked up by Wiles. Walser front row. Lateague running the C. Picked up by Hackett back row. Kill attempt from Jiříček and a bad set from Crawls. And that seems to be the plague here in the first two sets, Brandon, is bad setting.
Bad setting, but initially on the Penguins there, Lateague with a beautiful back set.
A beautiful back set to Lateague, who was running that C. And back to serve is Walser for the Penguins. She goes right at McKenna Witt. Set by Crawls, back set to Madison Witt. Great save by Amy Steinwand. Straight up from Pilkerton off of the chest of Wiles as it lands on the hardwood. Zoe Burgess not able to handle it. Lancers go back up by 3-22-19.
And this is exactly this is exactly what we were talking about, being able to close out the set. Let's see if the Penguins can get to 20.
Back to serve. Hinderaker right to Zoe Burgess. Back set from Walser to the lefty. Susanna Pilkerton off the block. Over to Crawls, far side, Witt, center dump, picked up by Pilkerton. Walser with the set, lefty Pilkerton just into a wall from Madison Witt and Sydney Marks. Lancers up by 4, 23-19, and are 2 points away from taking set number two from the Penguins, going up 2-0. Penguins hoping for a side out here of some sort or a service error. Hinderaker to Steinwand, forward set from Walser. She thought about a back set. Steinwand gets it over. Madison Witt stuffed by Steinwand. Lancers keep it alive. Crawls with the set off the hands of Marks. Zoe Burgess is able to save it. Steinwand goes near sideline. Picked up by Hinderaker. Backside bump set. Nobody there for the Lancers. Point Penguins. Boy, what a great rally as Kat Thomason checks back in for Zoe Burgess. And Catherine Johnson checks back in for Susanna Pilkerton. Catherine Johnson back to serve right in the middle of that service line for the Penguins as she hits it straight into the net, and it is set point for the Lancers. Madison Witt back to serve, 24-20. Lancers lead. They can take set number two right here. Witt serve goes to Johnson over towards the icebox, and Steinwan, her best Derek Jeter impersonation, diving into the crowd. And the Lancers take set number two, 25-20, as the Lancers now lead two sets to zero. And we have a little bit of aim number one.
Yeah, and they're not closing for the Lancers.
And the Lancers were getting into that red zone and just really ran away with it. I mean, the Penguins are up there, 19 points in set number one, I believe, and 20 points here in set number two. No, excuse me, both sets were 25-20. So the Penguins just within five. And they just need to find a way to switch the momentum in those last 5 points.
And I think the key for the Penguins there is going tall up front. When Pilkerton came in, she was able to set that defensive tempo alongside Lateague and Johnson up front. It seemed like that trio really worked out.
You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio.
Hola, soy Coach Nolan y usted está oyendo el equipo de voleibol. Hola. So Coach Nolan, you stay.
This is Abby Schultz. You're listening to DU Volleyball Worldwide on the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
That's absolutely right. You're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu, NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio. And Brandon, we are getting ready to go for set number three here. The Cal Baptist Lancers took set one and set two by a score of 25-20. So Penguins looking to just kind of take this one to five sets. I mean, that's the bottom line. They're trying to get this one to five sets. And they really, as you and I talked about before the break, need to stay strong at those last few points of the match and get a momentum swing once the Lancers get up to 20. Back to serve is Hacker, picked up by Wiles. Burgess to the front row. Steinwand over the net, off the hands of Hinderaker, far side Hacker, and Hinderaker Burgess.
On the attack, 80-66, Lancers to the Penguins.
Hacker back to serve, taking her time. The jump serve from Hacker, she gets it over Wild's back row. Set from Walsher, Steinwand, not a good set, off the fingertips of Jajercheck, and it'll be a kill from Steinwand, if you will, as Kat Thomason checks back in place of Zoe Burgess. Back to serve for the Penguins for the first time tonight is Eleni Luizu, who came in here for set number three. Near side Witt, and it is out. It is a point for the Penguins, and boy, that was just a powerful hit from Witt, but couldn't keep it in the lines. Penguins go up 2-1 here in set number three. Luizu back to serve again. The jump serve right in the middle of the service line off McKenna Witt. Crawls near side. McKenna Witt with the shank off the hands of Hannah Wiles. Not able to pick up that pancake save. And that shake might have gone in the favor of Witt. Hinderaker will be back to serve for the Lancers on the near side corner. Hinderaker running up and the jump serve. She goes cross court, back line to Wild. Set from Walsher and Brittany Lateague. No, it'll be a point for the Lancers as we had a double hit from Walsher on the set.
Unfortunate. That one looked to have been able to go down for the point. Just another error for the Penguins.
Yeah, Lateague, I mean, really would have gotten that point. Amy Steinwand gets it over for the Penguins. Lancers able to dig it out. Witt near side off the hands of Steinwand, and Witt is able to get the kill. It is a 4-2 game. Cal Baptist leads here in set number three. Serve gets it over. Far side, Thomason able to pick it up. Hacker back in the back line, able to get it to Witt on the near side, who gets another kill here in set number three. That's her third kill here in the set. Lancers go up by three. It is a 5-2 game here in set number three. And just a reminder, Lancers did win set one and two. Hinderaker with the serve. Short serve. Luizu not able to handle it. And it'll be a service ace from Hinderaker.
The momentum looks like it's shifted to the Lancers' side. The Penguins look a little bit lethargic. Hopefully they can get a momentum boost in any way they can, error or an unforced error.
And the 5'9 freshman from Reno, Nevada just came in. That is Rebecca Smith in place of Eleni Luizu, and it'll be a service error from Hinderaker, and it'll be a point for the Penguins as Kate Even comes back in place of Brittany Latika. Kate Even really is that firecracker for the Penguins. Hannah Wiles back to serve on the near side for the Penguins. Off the hands of Witt, set to Marks. Pancake saved by Wiles, far side Thomason, and just into a wall of Lancers. That was Marks, and Madison Witt on the far side, able to get the block on the kill attempt from Kat Thomason. Lancers go up by four, their biggest lead of the set.
Marks and Witt do a really great job of sealing that gap.
They really do. Thomason almost had no chances. That serve will be a service ace off the hands of the newly entered Rebecca Smith. The biggest lead of the set for the Lancers is now 5-8-3. Penguins trail. Madison Witt with the serve off Rebecca Smith. Steinwand goes cross court. Nice save by Witt, but it will go into the bleachers, and it'll be a kill for Amy Steinwand. Point for the Penguins, 8-4. They trail here in set number three. Back to serve for the Penguins will be Amy Steinwand, right in the middle, almost all the way back up against the wall. Picked up by Hinderaker, back set from Crouch, and a nice picked up by Rebecca Smith as Josie Walser tried to get it over, and it'll be a point for the Lancers. Lead back up to 5. Back to serve for the Lancers will be McKenna Witt. Near side, almost right in front of the Lancer bench as she goes cross court, picked up by Smith. Walsher with the kill, and the attempt to save it was Hinderaker, and she was not able to get there in time. And Zoe Burgess checks back in for Kat Thomason. Johnson, that is Katherine Johnson, also comes back in place of Rebecca Smith. The lead is now 4 for the Lancers, and Zoe Burgess got the Penguins on that run before. Let's see if she can do it again here in set number 3. Serving from the jump serve goes cross court, picked up Witt. Crowles with the set. Hacker near side, stuffed by Walser and even, but it will be a point for the Lancers as it, I think he even touched the net. We'll have a substitution here. Coming back in is Gilly in place of Marks. And Gilly will go directly to the service line to serve for the Lancers. They have a 5-point lead, 10-7 here in set number 3. Gilly's serve goes down the line, off the tape, can't even able to save. Walser's back set on the bump. Katherine Johnson just gets absolutely stuffed at the net by Crowles and Jerjacek. And boy, Yemi Nolan is going to have to take a timeout.
Yeah, they have to take the timeout, and it's the biggest lead for the Lancers so far. And this has been the best set in terms of defense for the Lancers. They've been exceptional throughout the entire game, but really able to get the stuffs early in this set and really setting that momentum defensively.
Yeah, now that we have a moment, Brandon, we're going to go ahead and play another one of those volleyball bits, and I like them so far. Let's keep doing it.
This is setter Josie Walser from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Well, that was Josie Walser, our setter, and Brandon, the setting has had to be better here in the third set, and the Penguins trail by 6, 11-5 to the Lancers here. The Lancers, if you're just tuning in, are 14-0 and have only lost 2 sets on the year. And it's going to be a tough one to get this one to set number 5.
And I think the Penguins have done a great job of their setting ever since the beginning of the second set. I just think the Lancers are just doing a better job defensively, and sometimes you just can't do anything with that.
Yeah, a couple of big blocks at the net. Thomason's got stuffed a couple of times. Even's got stuffed a couple of times. It's hard to get it over that height that the Lancers do have at the net. Serve from Gilly over the net off of Amy Steinwand in the back row. It'll be a service ace for Gilly, and the biggest lead for the Lancers of the night increases to 7 here in set number 3. They are now at the biggest lead of the night. Not only the set, the night. Gilly, far side, to Hannah Wiles. It goes out of bounds, and the deficit is cut to 6. Brittany Letigue will check back in for Hannah Wiles. As you said, Penguins need to add a little bit of height up front, and they go with Brittany Letigue, who is 6 feet tall back there at the front of the net. Even from the far right corner spot serves, that Lance is able to get over. Even the set from Walser, over from Letigue. Near side, Hacker into the arms of Steinwand. Set by Walser, far side. Katherine Johnson just absolutely stuffed by Jerjacek, the 6 foot redshirt senior. 6'1", sophomore out of Anaheim, California. And it's really been hard to get over that 6'1 frame. Back to serve for the Lancers, Sydney Crouch. She goes down the right line. Picked up by Steinwand. Far side, Katherine Johnson. Hacker gets the set. Far side to Witt. Picked up nicely by Burgess. Bump set to Steinwand in the middle. Steinwand goes back row with it. Bump set from Hinderaker, far side to Madison Witt, picked up by Walser. Hannah Wiles, no. Amy Steinwand gets it over off the tape. Hinderaker set near side to Hacker. Hacker with a soft touch into the net. Point for the Penguins. It's a 13-7 game here in set number 3.
And talking about the exceptional defense for the Lancers up front, it seems like they are able to time the set of the Penguins, able to get their front line jumping early before the set's even placed timely for the kill on the Penguins.
Josie Walser gets it over Hinderaker, front row by Crowles, and it'll be out and a point for the Penguins. The kill attempt by Jerjacek just did go out past the line as our line judge Mark signals. I know Mark very well, actually. He's over here to our right. Back to serve is Walser for the Penguins. It is a 13-8 lead for Cal Baptist. She gets it over near side. Witt able to save it, and McKenna Witt gets it over. Walser with the back set to Amy Sinewan, who goes cross court in point. Penguins, it's a four-point game, 13-9. Walser back to serve again with her fourth consecutive serve, and the Penguins trailed by eight, Brandon, just 4 points ago. Walser serve picked up front row Crouch over to the far side, and it goes out for a point for the Penguins. The kill attempt by Hacker on the far right side was wide. Penguins have cut it to three here in set number three. The fifth consecutive serve for setter Josie Walser in the middle of the service line gets it over. Witt back row set to Crouch far side. Hacker little dump over the net, and she touched the net. It'll be a point for the Penguins. 13-11 here in set number three, and we have a timeout from Coach Higa, and the Penguins have cut the lead to two.
Another 5-point swing from a new person checking in, and that's Josie Walser. And she went out and came back in, and we saw that earlier happen with Zoe Burgess. But this time, two straight kill errors for the Lancers side. Penguins will take it.
And they take it, they will, as you might as well call them the comeback kids, Brandon, as you have a little bit ready to go here for us as we hear from one of the players. Or Stu. Stu works too.
You're listening to another night of DU Volleyball right here on Penguin Radio.
You know, Stu is the man in charge. We had to get him in there, right? I mean, he was here earlier today. We saw him, and he disappeared. I know he's listening. I know he wants to be here. And what better than to just play his voice over the airwaves for everybody to hear? That was great.
The maestro of Penguin Radio.
Maestro. Walser with her sixth consecutive serve for the Penguins here in set number three. She's brought them back from almost a dead, Brandon. They were down eight. Walser's serve. She'll get it over back row. Hinderaker. Crouch with the set near side. Witt off the block of Sinewan out of bounds, and it'll be a point. Lancers as they go up. I believe the score is 14-11, Brandon. It says 13-12 on the scoreboard. I mean, my gut says 14-11.
Yeah, little too. There we go.
There it is. Back to serve Hacker. Picked up Wiles. Far side, Sinewan with the bump. Wiles just has to get it over. Free ball for the Lancers. Crouch with the set up front. Back set to Witt, who, boy, that masterful hit from Madison Witt puts the Lancers up by four. 15-11 here, and they're approaching 20, Brandon, and that's where the Penguins have struggled to keep up. Hacker back to serve. Picked up Wiles back row. Back set from Walser. Lateague running the C, picked up nicely by the Lancer defense. Setter dump, and it goes out, and it'll be off of the fingertips of Catherine Johnson. It'll be a point for the Lancers, as it did go off the fingertips, our official signal. The Penguins will still be on the defensive side of the ball. It is 16-11. Lancers, Hacker back to serve once again. Far side jump serve short to Wiles. Walser with the set to Lateague, just stuffed by that front line. Penguins with another opportunity. Sinewan far side goes back row. Hinderaker able to keep it in play. Witt just a kill right between the outstretched arms of Brittany Lateague and Catherine Johnson. And now the lead has swelled back up to 6, 17-11 Lancers lead. Lauren Hackett with the serve, picked up by Wiles. Walser set to Amy Sinewan, and it sails out of bounds. 18. No. No, it was off of a fingertip, Brandon. You got to cut me off when that happens. When there's something, a point goes the Penguin way. It is now 17-12. The lead is cut to five. Catherine Johnson back to serve, as that one did go off the fingertip of a Lancer. Quick set to Jurjacek, as she just smacks it to the hardwood as she is going to come out, and a sub, Marks, Sydney Marks, will come back in for the Lancers. Hinderaker back to serve. 7 points away are the Lancers sweeping here at the Conlin Center. Set, serve goes to Johnson. Set by Walser. Steinwand coming up from the back row. No, picked up by the Lancer D. Quick set to Marks. Catherine Johnson not able to handle it. We've seen Johnson not be able to handle a couple tonight. And, I mean, there are seven freshmen on this 13-woman roster, Brandon. I mean, you can't play perfect all the time like they did last Wednesday night. Hinderaker back to serve off the fists of Johnson, and it'll be a service ace for Hinderaker. Cal Baptist lead goes back up to eight, their biggest of the night. Hinderaker near side by the corner. Back to serve off the side of her hand, gets it over though. Quick set from Walser. Latigue gets it over. Hinderaker with the bump set from the back line is Hackett. Picked up by Johnson. Bump set, Walser far side, Thomason. Hackett able to handle it back row. Witt on the near side, and boy, do not get in the way of that. McKenna Witt with another kill on the night. 9-point lead for the Lancers, their biggest here tonight at the Conlon Center. Hinderaker serving again. As she gets it over, picked up by Johnson. Amy Steinwand stuffed at the net. Lancers with another opportunity here. Setter dump from Hackett. Saved by Johnson. Far side, Thomason. She able, no, not able to get it down. Krige able, off the chest of Johnson. And Wiles able to put it back up in the air. Walser, quick set to Latigue, who goes off the fingertips of Marks. A point for the Penguins. Lead cut to eight as Kate Even checks back in place of Brittany Latigue. Hannah Wiles back to serve. It's a 21-3 game here in set number three. Penguins need to win this one to stay alive. Hannah Wiles serve to Witt back row. Crouch with the set. Witt comes up for the kill attempt off the hands of Steinwand. Set up by Wiles. Steinwand near side goes cross court. Hackett set by Crouch. Far side, Madison Witt with a masterful kill. And that gets the lead back up to nine. As we have a timeout, you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Volleyball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
This is libero Hannah Wiles from Dominican Volleyball. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
All right, we are back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Lancers with a 22-13 set number three lead here at the Conlon Center. They won set number one, 25-20. They won set number two, 25-20. And they're looking to blow the Penguins out here in set number three.
Yeah, Penguins don't seem to be like themselves in the last set. The first two sets, they were hanging on in there. And if they have anything to take away from this game, is the chemistry of this team with seven freshmen.
Well, we saw them play really well here in the Conlon Center in game one on Wednesday night, and it's nice to see how well your team plays when you're winning, but it's also it's a character builder at this point, I believe, with the Penguins. You got to know, you got to see who's just going to fight it out to the last point, and I don't think anybody's just going to quit. I think they'll all fight out to the last point, to the last point for the Lancers, and back to serve is Madison Witt, picked up by Catherine Johnson, back row, far side, Thomason, into the block of Crouch, and it hits the hardwood, and it'll be a point for the Penguins as they look to climb back into this one. It is an 8-point deficit. Lancers lead 22-14. Steinwand, the 1,000-point lady for the Penguins, back to serve. She goes far side, back row, Madison Witt, set by Crouch. Witt up for the kill off the hands of Kate Even and into the crowd. 2 points away are the Lancers from sweeping the Penguins here on their home court. 23-14, Lancers lead, as we have a little bit of a discussion here at the score table, and I believe it's the amount of timeouts left. Back to serve is McKenna Witt for the Lancers near corner. She goes sideline, just out. Penguins with the point, and it's a 23-15 game as Zoe Burgess checks back in for Kat Thomason. Burgess went on a run for the Penguins earlier. Let's see if she can do it again, Brandon. And they desperately need it here. Burgess jump serve, far side picked up. McKenna Witt. Crowles with the set to Hackett, who just a vicious kill by Lauren Hackett as Jajercek and Gilly check back in place of Hinderaker and Marks, and it is now set and match point, Brandon. Gilly in to serve. She goes to Burgess back row. Walser with the set, able to get it over, and your J-check off the hands of Kate Even into the back wall here at the Conlin Center. Zoe Burgess hustling her butt off to try and get there and save it for the Penguins. She was unable to. The Cal Baptist Lancers take set number three and the match here at the Conlin Center, 3-0. And you're speechless.
I'm speechless.
It's not in a good way.
Oh, I'm in a so-so way. I mean, like I said, the first two sets really showed this team hanging and fighting. And their third set looked like they were just lethargic. They were
tired
and just disappointed just seeing the lead blow up to 5 and, you know, that blew up to 8. But if they were to take anything out of this, is play like you did in the first two sets, because they played exceptional, scoring 25-20 in both of those first two sets.
Yeah, they really did. They really played well in those first two sets. I think when they got into set number three, Brandon, it was mentally and physically draining. Not only physically on the court, but it's mentally draining at that point.
And who can blame them? With the Witt sisters, the Witt twins, and Lauren Hackett with those vicious kills, I wouldn't blame them for exerting all their effort and trying to get up those digs and playing the whole set, playing back set, front set, whatever you can, and those dump sets to stop the Lancers.
Well, Brandon, you win some and you lose some. Penguins will drop to 4-10 on the year, 3-3 in conference. The Cal Baptist Lancers will go to 15-0 overall, 7-0 in conference. And you and I will be back here Sunday night as the Penguins take on Hawaii Hilo, the Vulcans, coming in to the Conlin Center. That's a Penguin pajama party night.
That sounds like a fun night.
You have a suit pajama outfit?
Oh, I'm going to get a suit pajama outfit.
Because you're always sharply dressed. You put me to shame every night. All right, Brandon's had fun here tonight, and I really can't wait for Sunday. It'll be a fun one. Tune in to radio.dominican.edu tomorrow at noon and 2:30 for men's and women's soccer. And you and I will be on the call for that one. That is in, boy, just over 12 hours.
Yeah, and the Penguins coming back home, both soccer teams, in a long, long time, and they're going to take on Azusa Pacific noon and 2:30, of course.
And so tune in to Penguin Radio at noon tomorrow for your Penguin men and women's soccer team as they take on Azusa Pacific. And we will be right back here in the Conlin Center 48 hours from now, Sunday night, 7 p.m., as the Penguins take on Hawaii Hilo. And for Stuart Horn and Brandon Cadiz, I am Forrest Hunt, saying so long and a very pleasant good evening to you.